in the backwoods of America, we have climbed the highest mountains, searched the densest forest, dragged the swamps, and scoured the prairies to find our leader, retired U.S. Marine gunny, Bud Cornwell.
We are in a conundrum, as you would call. Our country, our society, our culture that we thought was the right way to do things is being completely destroyed. I'm going to prove this to you. Now, I live in Alabama. Okay, yes. A very conservative state. So, my question is, why is things happening in a conservative state that is normally happening in a, quote, democratic, liberal, leftist controlled state? It's because it's being infiltrated. And it's real simple. Just think about what I'm telling you. It's very, very simple. Is the American people that do not understand what life is, what work is, what progressing in your career is. This is all what is happening. We're dealing with millions of people, whether they come across the border, whether they being brainwashed by the education system. We're dealing with absolute evil. Satan controlling these people for a purpose. And that purpose is to destroy America, which I believe deeply in my heart that God created for a purpose, to have freedom, God-given rights. That's why this country was created. And most importantly, to share those values across this globe. But now we're being attacked constantly by these rich, unbelievable, Satan-driven people to destroy everything that is outside of what they believe. The globalists, And those people, quote, in charge of this world, believe they can create this utopia of people living side by side, you know, hugging each other and doing the things that they think in their minds will change the world. No, it won't. It never will, because man does not have the ability to do good. End of conversation. They don't. We are inherent from the day we're born with sin, evil, selfishness, all of those things that characterizes us. We are not like the holy God. This is why we are dealing with this, is because it's becoming closer and closer evidence that we have more people in the United States that do not follow or are part of the God-given rights for them. They think the government is their rights. And on top of that, when the government that they think that they are part of refuses to view their lives in their ingrained utopia, then they act on it. So the question is, when is enough enough? When will the actual true American citizens that understand the God-given rights decide that enough is enough? So I'm going to use a couple of situations in Alabama where I live that drawed me to this podcast to explain that we're not dealing with, people in our state, conservative people going nuts. What we're dealing with is a vast infiltration of evil people and the complete mindset of individuals in this country that are being brainwashed, that they think that utopia should be here today. It never has, and it never will. So here's the first one. Transgender Antifa member arrested for bombing outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office. On February 24th of this year, this person did this. In the footage of the surveillance of this individual, they determined and was able to identify his name, which now is a she, according to him, put all that crap together, Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert, who has ties to Antifa, did this on February 24th. And I got a link in the show notes. You can go see this, what I call it's. They have no idea who they are. Satan is driving these people to controlling their minds towards evil. He was arrested and now he has federal charges of bombing the Attorney General's office in Alabama. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you heard this on the national news? Crickets. Because that's not part of the mainstream media. Even though this person was associated with Antifa. So what we're seeing is we're seeing God-fearing people in a state being injected by the evil of people coming into this environment that do not want to be part of the God free will, the God-given rights. They want to cause hate and discontent and evil towards us. So here's another one. This is a very interesting story because I can relate to this person and understand this 20-year-old that is at the University of Alabama in Birmingham, why she feels this way. And the reason is because of the culture. It's because of the fear that has been injected in their lives. I never had any of this fear. And many of us never had any of this fear. But it's been mechanically and demisely injected for a purpose in these people's lives. So that they can destroy America. And therefore, the globalists, the elitists of America that we have today can control these people. And then they're screaming out saying, oh, why is the government not protecting me? Why is the government not solving my fear problem? It never has, and it never will. Even in the Roman days, they don't care about you. The government has no fight, no leg in the effort to make you feel comfortable, to make you feel part of a civil society. So this is what this person reported. She has feared dying since the in-school shooting death of Courtney Arrington. So there was a high school student that was shot in high school. And then all of a sudden, she's taking this one instance and determining that she is fearful of her life in Alabama. And I'm going to explain this in detail why. She says, I walk into the university student center every day, wondering where the closest exit is in case an active shooter walks in. I'm sitting in the library right now, and I'm listening for gunshots. That's not something I should be focused on. Well, obviously not. But is the government going to solve this? No. But she wants the government to solve this. So in 2023, Alabama made it legal to carry and conceal a handgun without a permit, constitutional carry. The vast majority of these people do this to protect themselves from violence. That's why Alabama did that. And other states have done that. So she can supposedly not have fear if the college protects her from gun violence with security, people that watch what is happening and divert this issue. It's really that simple. So when we're talking about when is enough enough, when people decide to come back to a society that was created by God called America and stop listening to the communists, the socialists, the government, and protecting their lives. I have no fear in Alabama when I walk around because I carry. There may be an instance, which I never want to ever happen, but there may be a time where I must protect my life and my family and my property from these people that are not being educated in the true life of what life and liberty and freedom is. Can't put it any other way. She lives in fear because she has never been taught about what freedom is. She's only been taught about what the lack of the government is protecting your life. So she lives her life in fear. Okay, so Alabama is trying, along with other states, to redirect things in the state to help these young people understand what life and liberty is. And one of those is a bill that has been presented in Alabama to define a sex-based reproductive system, not identity. See, many of these people are so screwed up in their minds and psychologically disconnected from reality that Satan, that evil, can come into their hearts and direct them in any situation, control them to cause hate and discontent in their lives and other people's lives. This is what we're dealing with. So they presented legislation, and rightfully so, to try to give the truth, the actual truth of who you are, not what the world makes you what you are, but who you are. And until enough Americans stand up in this country, which fortunately in Alabama we're doing, to fight this evil, to fight this mentality of people that think in their minds that they are fearful. They're afraid that someone won't like them. Someone will kill them. Someone will hurt them. But that's not the truth. What the truth is, they're afraid of themselves. They're afraid of reality. And we must change that mindset. We must take this country back into a social environment where people can live free and not be fearful. But you cannot do that when you have people that are communists, people that think that they are going to create a utopia on the world, people that are deranged in their mind, people that have been engulfed in this evil in their hearts. They want us to adjust to them. But truth always prevails. Truth is the solution to help many people in this country to be able to function every day. Until they realize that and understand the actual situation that our country is going through, they're a sheep being guided by the evils of this world. And unfortunately, it has raised its head tremendously in this country. And we need to help each and every one of these individuals. Get them into counseling, get them into church, whatever it takes across this nation. And people need to rise up when you are approached or see somebody in that psychological issue in their minds. Try to talk to them dearly, not belittle them, but help them to understand what truth is, what life and freedom is. This is the only way we can do this. We can't vote a government. We can't change all of these people overnight in the government because they're leading this evil for specific selfish reasons, to become bazillionaires, to be a person on a platform, to look at me, I know better, you have no clue what life is. You need to be a crooked and violent person to change this nation into a utopia where everybody loves everybody. That will never, ever happen. Thus goes back to the introduction of the Battle of the Hymn of the Republic. That God will come someday and make everything right. How can anyone live on this planet with fear that millions and millions of people have is because man and governments project that fear to them so they can control them. That's how simple it is. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Please share it. I'm slowly but surely recovering from this concussion that I had. And I hope in the next several weeks I can do more podcasts and be able to speak with what I would consider a righteous ability, is the best way to say it. And so thank you so much for joining. Please share it far and wide. Go to my website, thepatriotcause.com, and all the different media platforms, well, except for Facebook. I don't do Facebook. Twizzler, you can go to Getter, which is a great, great social environment where you have many people, including leftists, including these people that are deranged, and that's fine. But at least Getter gives us a platform to talk through these issues. So look up Minuteman Bud at Getter, and we can talk. Thank you again for listening. This is The Gunny.
All ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times.